1-800-477-1037.
All right, 1250, Al Watkins from the Butcher Shop, part of Little Rock Restaurant Month, DineLR.com. Phil Elson, tonight part of the broadcast of the 15,000th Travelers game in history, 7:10 start at Dickie Stevens. Be part of it on what is going to be, as we were talking in the break, a Chamber of Commerce evening. Mm-hmm. It's as good as it gets in August, folks.
That's right. Don't, you know, package this one up, put it in the freezer, and keep it.
And the incomparable Bill Vickery joining us here in the studio. Beautiful.
Incomparable. Thank you.
Beautiful shirt today, my friend.
You like that?
You're looking very good, very nice. And
I'm green gingham.
Just in time for Easter.
Yes.
Today, sitting in for Matt Jones.
That's right.
We're going to trade one former Van Buren quarterback for another.
That's exactly right.
And, did you play quarterback?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen those commercials?
I quarterbacked one of the worst teams in the history of Van Buren High School my junior year. Thank you very much.
Have you seen those commercials where the guy sits on the elevator and listens to two people make baby talk to each other? And
oh,
he has
it's
to
hilarious.
Endure it.
That's
and
the Klondike commercial. Yeah.
Yep. That's going to be you for 3 hours a day trying to endure Trey Schaap. When you get done today, I'm going to hand you a Klondike bar.
I think you get an entire box of Klondikes.
I can already give you. I can just put this on a loop back there. Hashtag, okay, you ready? I agree. Yes.
Excellent point.
You're right.
You, sir, are correct.
Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Guys, big fan of the show. Says Chase in Kansas City. He must mean overtime. Had a question about Travis Swanson. Heard he possibly got hurt in practice the other day. Any update on how he's doing? I think he's a little dinged, but he's fine. I think he could go if we had a game right now, from what I understand. And Juice in Colorado says, I love the show. I want to rock. Okay, here we go. This is a list with a very confusing title, but a very easy concept. Top 10 album opening classic rock tracks, better known as the best first song on an album, as Matt said. All right, here we go. Here's our top 10 list, because we missed Top 10 Tuesday yesterday. We got inundated with other stuff that we had to get into.
Is it Zone Rewind?
This is one you can hear around stadiums all over the country. Virginia Tech loves this one.
Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah. There's your baseball version.
Yeah.
Hell's Bells from Back in Black, 1980. Starts a little slow.
But then it builds.
Now, this is the original lead singer.
I think I read that the Johnson Brothers are the richest people in their... Are they from New Zealand or... Nobody knows. Bill, this is where you're supposed to jump in and help
Actually, me out. This is not the original singer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This was
not,
after he choked on vomit. They don't know whose vomit it was.
No,
but,
no.
It was
sorry.
Mama Cass's.
Right. Oh, sorry.
No, this is the guy that... this was
Brian Johnson.
Yeah. This was his first album.
You don't have time for this, so just trust me. It gets awesome. Number 9 on the list is Running with the Devil from Van Halen, 1978.
Halen, not Van Hagar.
Yeah, not Van Hagar. This is a good one.
Coming in with a heavy bass line there right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it, Bill. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's one that Bill Vickery loves. Yes. We go through our list. Number 8 on the list, More Than a Feeling. This is probably my least favorite Boston song. I know that makes me a loser, but I don't like this song that much.
It's a great album.
From Boston, 1976.
From vinyl.
Took them 45 minutes to come up with the album name.
Exactly. What should we call this one?
What is that on the cover, Bill? What is that?
That's a spaceship taking off.
It's what I always think of when I think of Boston.
Mm-hmm. It's very symbolic.
Number 7 on the list, some band called the Beatles. 50 cents if you can name the album. 1969. Al, come on. That's where you step in.
Yeah, that's where I step in.
Al, you...
Abbey Road.
Very good.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Phil Elson. Look at the brain on Phil.
Oh, I love the Beatles.
Yes, most people I know do. But you apparently know more about the Beatles than most people I know.
I just know a little bit, not too much. That's my parents' favorite group.
Roger Scott's favorite group, of course, is this one. Queen. We Will Rock You from News of the World, 1977.
Well, and this usually leads into We Are the Champions.
That's the way it is in our system.
Go together.
Yeah.
So, they always go together. If you hear one on, if you hear this on a classic rock station, you hear the next
now,
one.
Was,
always.
They weren't actually like that, were they?
I don't know.
I think
the next
I don't know,
one
but it
album?
Seems like that's the only way
do you
they play
the members of Queen?
They
all
together.
The songs.
They do appear one back, the same. Back on the album. That's how this flows. This is back during concept album era, when you would put the whole album together with the notion of it being, you know, from the first song of the
vinyl. This is probably on the list of most recognizable first riffs in rock history as well.
Somebody said the Boston album is a guitar upside down.
Okay. Or a rocket ship, either way.
It's
See, I just have trouble thinking of Nirvana as classic rock.
Smells, well, hey, look.
I know, it's over 20 years old.
Yeah.
It's 23 years old, I think.
22, makes
That's
me feel
That's what
old.
I called her. She's 23, she's classic rock to me. Come here, classic rock. Let me buy you dinner.
1991, Nevermind, the album.
Come on, classic rock, let me spin you around on this turntable.
Here's another one, and this is older than that. You guys are terrible. Here's another classic first riff. From Appetite for Destruction, mm-hmm. Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. We probably could have killed a whole show.
What I love about this is it sets the tone for the whole album.
All of these are actually, or the last couple, three at least, are great songs, great anthems.
Well, you just, know that, songs, you're, you just know that you're about to listen to a cocaine-fueled, hard, heavy rock album, which you will not want to end.
Why gotta be coke?
5 hour energy.
And it is Guns N' Roses.
More of a heroin guy myself. All right, number three on the list, Phil Ellison favorite, and I'm sure Bill Vickery too. Led Zeppelin 4, again, took him 45 minutes to come up with the name of this one. They don't need no low bass to start their songs.
All you need is Plant's voice.
Plant's voice, yeah.
1971, number two on the list as we just about out of time here, the Rolling Stones. From Beggar's Banquet, 1968. Al, you remember the time.
Yeah, that was two.
Al, you really,
that's
mean,
when I was in the NOM.
You are a
I'm no help on the music, you know that.
The NOM.
Yes. Is that what we call it?
The NOM. I guess people in the loop do, yes.
Me and Brooklyn and Stinky were about four clicks outside of McNanya. Listen to this.
And my probably my favorite song on this list, we actually had this as an open.
Charlie had his pin down.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can, any of those CSI shows,
oh yeah.
basically anything that The Who put out, you can hear on a CSI near you. 1971, the album is Who's Next? Screw that, you, that screw was, you, and screw you, Who's Next?
The Who, that was the big, all their albums were concept albums. The whole thing.
What's the concept of this one, Bill? What's the concept you're working on for Overtime?
Hanging out here
next?
With Trey Schaap today.
And the Freak,
and
Joe Franklin.
Oh, well, that's.